Hello, everyone. This is the return of the One Uppers podcast. I know we haven't been around for several months, but found a new way to do podcasting, so I thought we might give it a shot through TalkShoe.com. If anybody ever wants to join, just send me a message, and we'll try to get you set up. All you really need is a phone. All you need. With us here today for our beta episode of the relaunch is Crazy Cracker.
Hello.
Now, forgive the sound quality because I don't know how this is going to really sound at the end because I haven't done this before, at least for this podcast. But don't yell at us later. But let's start out with what you've been playing, and I'll let our guest go first.
What I've been playing... Picross DS, Super Mario 3 Advance, and I recently got hooked on Cookin' Mama.
Now, the first one or the second one?
The first one. I haven't graduated to the second one yet.
Now, do you really think it's just too casual or just deep enough for hardcore gamers?
No, it's definitely just a casual game. It's something you pick up, you play for a few minutes, you know, and then you put down whenever you get bored with it.
That's pretty good. Would you recommend it for your mom or something?
Probably. I definitely recommend it for just a casual gamer, someone who doesn't really play a lot of games. But you have to have good hand-eye coordination because you'll use the stylus a lot.
Now, Super Mario Bros. 3, is that a good game or not?
Best game ever. I don't know about that, but it's definitely one of the classics, and it's good to have it on a portable format.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite Mario of all time, next to like World and One and Sunshine and Galaxy, stuff like that. Now, Picross DS, how does that play out? Because I've seen screenshots and everything like that, but I still really don't get what makes it good.
It's just another one of those fun little puzzle games you can pick up, play for a while. It's got some tweaks from the original version that aren't necessarily my favorite. Like, you have larger boards and it zooms in on second sections of the board, so you can't really see the whole picture, but it makes good use of the touch screen, and, you know, it's pretty innovative.
I think it allows you to, like, download puzzles online. Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay. So, is that it?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well, I've been playing a lot more than I usually do. Usually I just pick some multiplayer game and just play that, or some cheap game I find in a bargain bin or something like that. But I've managed to go to Toys R Us because they had their buy two, get one free sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Kirby Superstars Ultra for DS, Sonic Rush Adventure for DS, and Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood for DS. I put Kirby and Sonic Rush Adventure up for Christmas.
Hmm.
And I've been playing Dark Brotherhood, and it's really a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, even though I knew it was made by BioWare, the people who made KOTOR, which I loved, there's a lot of bad reviews from, like, GameSpot and IGN. I think they gave it, like, sixes or something. But, like, Ryan Scott from 1UP gave it an A in EGM. So that was their game of the month. And I don't think it's that good yet, but it's definitely one of the better RPGs I've played in a while.
Has potential.
It's kind of like a lot of the Mario RPGs.
Oh.
It's all done by the stylus. Like, everything is controlled by the stylus. You move around, pick up items, you do battle with the stylus, you pick out your moves.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get used to. Kind of like Phantom Hourglass or Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get past that, it works pretty good.
Cool.
But you first start out with Sonic alone. And then a few minutes later, you pick up teammates like Amy and Tails and Rouge the Bat. And I'm up to the point where I'm facing, where I picked up the team member Big the Cat And I'm really glad there's no voice acting in this game, because he was just unbearable in Sonic Adventure DX. The battles are really, really a lot better than anything I ever expected in this game. It's still like turn-based, traditional RPG kind of like.
Right.
But it's really, really fast-paced, since it's Sonic and everything. And they actually put, like, you know how in most RPGs you only get one attack for every turn?
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of, like, make two or three attacks in every turn. So you'll see, like, Sonic go, Tails go, Amy go, and then, like, the enemies will fight back, and then you'll fight back, and then you pick out your turn again. So I kind of like that, because it makes the battles a little easier to get to, because sometimes in RPGs, it just feels so slow and boring. I'm just like, ugh, I just want to shut this game off right now and just end this. But anybody who ever whoever liked the Mario RPGs or KOTOR will really like this game, no doubt. I mean, it might not be like Abe material like Ryan Scott gave it, but definitely worth the $35. You got any questions about it?
Is it something like, what's it called, Mario and Luigi, Partners in Time? Or is it more like Mario RPG?
More like Mario RPG than anything. There's not that many counterattacks you can really do. I don't think it's really anything. Like, if you could compare it to any other Mario RPG, it would definitely be the first one.
Yeah. So there are a lot of fun mini games like the Mario RPG had, or?
The only thing I've noticed so far is they'll allow you to do puzzles in-game. Like, you'll have to take some characters on these switches and try to pick up items. And kind of like, there's this one where you had to rebuild this pipe. It wasn't that very complex or anything, but that was kind of like a mini-game. And there's also this thing in battle where creatures will actually run away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So Sonic and friends will be running to the left, and then you can pick up coins and hop over boxes. If you hit the box, you lose like 1 point of health. So all you have to do to make them jump is tap them. But sometimes like there'll be like one or two boxes really close, and you can't really tap that fast. So you eventually have to have one of them take one for the team. But not as many mini games as Super Mario RPG, that's for sure. But I also got they had a sale on Wii Point cards, because they had a 40% off all Wii accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed up four of them. I didn't want to get too greedy, but I got about $80 worth of Wii Points, which I was going to use. I mean, eventually buy anyway. It'd take a couple months, but still. For under $50. I think it was like $48-something with tax and everything like that.
Nice.
But after I put all my Wii points into my accounts, I downloaded Bomberman Blast for WiiWare and Mario Golf for the 64. I never played Mario Golf, like, ever. I mean, I played, like, Mario Tennis. I think that's the only Mario sports game I've ever played. I haven't played Strikers or Superstar Baseball. I think I only played a demo of Toadstool Tour on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never played the N64 one ever. But it's pretty much a really solid old golf game. I mean, the graphics kind of look not so great. They're really blocky and make the character models look ugly as hell. But at least the Virtual Console has a really, really good 64 emulator. I mean, these games look crisp and high res as they can get for standard definition.
Now, I'll show my age here, but I remember the original Golf for the NES, which had a character that semi-resembled Mario, but wasn't quite Mario.
It was just some random Italian guy.
Yeah.
Who was also named Mario.
He happened to wear, like, a hat and have a mustache. And
well, the first Mario Golf game really was Golf, but the first real one was like, it was on the NES and played pretty much just like golf.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember its name, but it's on the Virtual Console. I know that for sure. I just have to look it up. But I think there wasn't a real Mario Golf until the one on N64 and Toadstool's Tour on PC. But I'm having a pretty good time with it. I played a few rounds of tournament mode. Got my ass kicked. I probably got like 14th place. Not so good. I'm really not that great at golf. I hate putting. I always get that birdie shot, and then I'll just mess it up like by an inch, and I'll just like, you son of a bitch. But I really don't like how they took away a lot of the characters you can play as.
Mm-hmm.
They got like two human characters, or just random people. It's like some girl and some guy. Peach, Baby Mario. I think there might have been somebody else. I can't remember. But everybody else, you have to challenge them, beat them in a couple of holes in some different mode, and then you can unlock them. And I don't really think I have the patience to unlock everybody. There's probably like Mario, Luigi, because Luigi's first, and I haven't beat him yet, even though I suck. Bowser, Birdo, I'm sure all the Toad, all of them are in there.
Right.
But for $10, it's practically a steal, especially if you don't have an N64 anymore, like me.
Yeah, mine's long sold.
Mine broke.
Oh.
That's what happens when you lay shit on something for a couple months, and then you try to replay it again, and you're like, what the hell just happened? My Super Nintendo still works. I'm surprised that happened, so I never played anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the final game I've been playing is Bomberman Blast, which I got on WiiWare. The only reason I really wanted it was because it had online play. If it didn't, I would just get like Bomberman 93 on a Virtual Console.
Mm-hmm.
It's $10, and there's really no single player to it at all. I mean, you have to have online just to get the game anyway. So you don't have to worry about not finding anybody to play with. You can play with friends or strangers. Don't really matter. I'm just not that particularly good at Bomberman. I mean, I usually just try to bomb everybody, and that technique just really does not work, because I end up like hitting myself with a bomb, and then I'll be out for the game. But I do like how they, once you get hit in most modes, unless you turn the option off, and if you create a room with friends, I think, they'll put you in this little kind of like a, it looks kind of like a theme park ride airplane they put on the edge of the arena, and you just move around and you just throw bombs out onto the stage for people to hit. And if you manage to hit somebody with your bomb, then they get out and you go back in, kind of like some ways you can play dodgeball.
Oh.
That's really fun. It really gives you a way to play even though you got your ass out. But I've only won out of like, I played about 14 battles so far and only won one. That's just because I managed to get picked in a room that was only one or two, it was only two people, and the guy just managed to fuck up, so I won. But the lag is, it depends on how you're playing. Sometimes it's like flawless, and then other times it just breaks the game. Like at the end of the match, sometimes I can't even see the people who are still playing. Sometimes they might look like an item, so the item's all moving around and I can't see what's happening. Even though I can't, after the last 30 seconds, it kind of like throws these blocks to kill the last few people, so the game's really over. And once that happens, you can't throw bombs anymore after you died. So it don't really matter anyway. But, $10, not bad for a WiiWare game. I mean, probably my second favorite WiiWare game next to Mega Man 9. Mm-hmm. I really love that. But you really can't go wrong unless you really hate Bomberman.
Yeah.
So I guess that wraps it up with what you've been playing. And when we get back, we'll start with DSi news and Nintendo conference and TGS. Welcome back. This is going to be our kind of makeshift segment. All we're really going to talk about is the revelation of DSi, the recent Nintendo conference where they showed all these new games, and what's been happening at TGS, the Tokyo Game Show in Japan. So it was about a week and a half ago where Nintendo had a conference, and they revealed the third edition of the DS. Now, I'm a really big fan of the DS. I mean, I have both a fat and a light. I pretty much got them as soon as I could get them.
Yeah.
I had to wait till like December 26th for my fat just because I couldn't find one anywhere else until then.
Mm-hmm.
But I pre-ordered my light, so I got that day one. But the new model looks just kind of practically like the DS in design. Except for it has like a camera where on the top, a camera where the mic usually is.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be a little bit bigger in size, but
yeah, it has a slightly larger screen, it says.
Yeah, larger screen, but it's slimmer. Mm. So it fits better in your pocket, which is that's good, because I kind of get annoyed by how big the DS looks in my pocket when I'm walking around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing compared to the fat, which practically wanted to break my pockets apart, but still. But it also has two cameras. One's like 3 megapixels and one's 0.3 megapixels or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be able to play music, but it won't play MP3s for some god-awful known reason. It plays like ACC files or something like that.
AAC, yeah, that's the same thing that Apple uses.
Right.
For iTunes.
Yeah. I don't use iTunes, so I probably have to get a converter. But I don't think I'll ever be playing it for music, though. I mean, if it was MP3, I might just put a couple of them on there just in case I want to listen to music or something. I have an MP3 player, so.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But it also have an SD card slot. It will not have a GBA slot, which a lot of people have been complaining about.
Yeah, it's kind of a disappointment.
I think that's just those people who still complain about anything. Like,
yeah,
I remember somebody complained about why the Wii doesn't have a slot for N64 games, SNES games, mm-hmm. and NES games, because that would be a hardware nightmare. How about that?
Yeah.
But eventually, when you get so many cartridges that just don't fit into one another, you're really just going to run out of room.
Yeah.
But if you got a DS anyway, what are you complaining about? Just play on your light or your fat.
Yeah, and it reminds me of when the original DS came out, it didn't have a slot to play original Game Boy games either, and there were some complaints about that, because if you wanted to play original Game Boy games, you'd have to have a Game Boy or a Game Boy Advance, but people eventually just kind of got used to it, and they'll think they'll get used to this too.
No, I always wondered how Nintendo could make Game Boy Advance games fit in the DS slot, but Game Boy games and Game Boy Color games don't fit at all. How's that work?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
It's just like they found this weird gap hole in physics or something like that. Oh, man. But I am going to buy this probably day one just because I'm such a fanboy and all that. But the main reason why I'm even considering getting this so soon is the announcement that they're going to have downloadable games on DSware or whatever they're going to call the system.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can play like original games like WiiWare has been getting. But you could, now this hasn't been confirmed yet, but imagine if you could download Game Boy games, Game Boy Color games, Game Boy Advance games, Neo Geo Pocket games, Game Gear games, all those little portables. Make
that's
a virtual
what I'm thinking
handheld.
They're trying to do with it. That's what it looks like, the direction they're probably trying to go. I mean, like I said, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I think it would be a great potential of it.
I mean, that really would make a lot of people buy the system. I thought they would just wait till the next DS to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would do the downloadable stuff, because you kind of just don't want to make such a small market when you have that downloadable crap. But then again, it's just ROMs. It don't cost that much money, so.
Right.
Except for the original stuff, but I'm sure that's not hard to develop for.
Yeah, the conferences said they're changing it from Wii points to Nintendo points now. So
yeah,
that the same points can be used for either one.
I guess, but I got a debit card anyway, and I don't really mind having two accounts with different points in them. I mean, I'm going to use them up anyway. But the games are going to cost like from $0 to like $8, so that ain't bad. Not bad at all. But are you going to get DSi?
I will probably definitely get it. I love my DS. I like to take it everywhere I can. I never got the DS Lite, so I have to carry on the big bulky DS. But I think it'll be real fun, and I look forward to seeing what all it can do.
Now, do you think people have a right to complain about it having basically nothing real to offer people?
Well, I mean, this has new features, and I think that it'll take a while to get started. But I think once some new games start coming out, and I think people start to realize, you know, it's pretty much worth it.
Now, I know a lot of people have been complaining about, like, some people compared it to, like, you ever seen that Simpsons episode where Lisa makes a doll to compete with Malibu Stacy?
Yeah.
Right before it sells, they roll out a Malibu Stacy with a new hat. And everybody wants that. It's just like the old Malibu Stacy, but it's just got a cheap new hat. But it's got a new hat. I want it, I want it, I want it. I know a lot of PSP fanboys have been complaining about that over the internet, but I really can't see any reason to complain. I mean, all the games are going to work on your old DS anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe some games that will have a different mode just for the camera, but all games will work on all DSs. They can't really split that market until they make a real successor to it.
Yeah. Let's see.
But also in the conference was so many games like Canola Remake for Wii, which was a classic PS1 2.5D platformer. I haven't played it, but I heard so many good things about it. So, and I heard the Wii Remake is actually really supposed to be really good from the impressions people have been given at TGS. There's like really no gimmicks or anything, like motion control.
Right.
There's also like Sin and Punishment 2, which, oh, I did not see that coming. I mean, I played it on Virtual Console, and just because the way it was set up on the N64, it's kind of hard to control on the GameCube or Classic controller. But I was just thinking, this would really, really, really control well, if they made a sequel for the Wii, just nunchuck and Wiimote, I really could see no way I could complain about it then. But I really will get that on day one, even though it will be $50. I just hope it comes out here, because trying to play import Wii games is probably not going to be good, because every time they roll out a new firmware, they usually take out like that freeloader disc they had for GameCube. So you can't plug that in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to buy a Japanese Wii, so. My love can only go so far for Sin and Punishment. But they also had like Mario & Luigi 3 for DS, which gets rid of the babies and kind of looks more like Superstar Saga on Game Boy Advance, which
yeah.
I think is probably the best case, because I think the babies were kind of like more trouble than they were worth. And
yeah,
the game,
I think the same thing can be said for Yoshi's Island too.
Well, with Yoshi's Island 2, it's just kind of like Yoshi's Island, just not as memorable, but
yeah.
Partners in Time was kind of like that, just a little bit more complex in battle, and it's not as fun.
Of course,
but,
Dragon Quest 9 for those Square Enix fans out there.
Oh, did they show more of that?
It says it'll finally be launched, but that says it's prohibited by the copyright holder to show any footage.
But there was another like make your own WarioWare game for DS, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really seen anything about that yet, but the final game that think of off the top of my head was new Punch-Out for Wii. It's been like probably like 16 years since the last Punch-Out came out for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
You know, I think it'll be pretty interesting to, you know, see how it evolves from Wii Boxing. And, you know, it's definitely one of those classic games that those of us who were around at the time remember, and it'll be fun to see what it can do.
I didn't get really play Punch-Out until, like, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played it, like, as a kid and got my ass kicked by King Kepo, but I really, really enjoyed it, like, 2 or 3 years ago when I managed to unlock it through Animal Crossing. I cheated and used an action replay, but still. And with the action replay, you actually, like, unlock Super Mario Brothers and Zelda 1, even though you couldn't do that through the game itself.
Right.
But regardless of that, I really, really love Punch-Out, and I probably will buy it on virtual console once I get, when I have time. But the remake looks, I mean, the sequel looks really good to me. The animation's really smooth, in my opinion. I wish there was more in the background, because it kind of looks all dark and boring, but maybe they'll change that later on. It kind of seems like it might be a remake, though, because all we've been seeing is, like, King Hippo. I think there was a Von Kaiser pick, too, and Joe Glass, all from the original Punch-Out. Now, if they kind of, like, give them new moves and add people from Super Punch-Out, I mean, it'd be a lot easier to buy it than just a remake. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they definitely need to add something new. I'm getting a little tired of remakes. You and I were discussing the Chrono Trigger remake the other day, which is, doesn't seem to have anything new from the PlayStation version, except you can it's portable.
More like an enhanced port.
Yeah. But I hope that, you know, it's better than just the an extended graphic remake that we've been seeing lately from some games like Final Fantasy IV for DS. I hope Punch-Out has new features, especially utilizing the Wii and the internet connection. And
maybe like downloadable new characters, but I don't know if whoever does that. I mean, people have been claiming that for Smash Brothers, but probably not going to happen for at least a couple of years before they ever get on that road. I mean, even Xbox Live and PSN never really does that stuff. I mean,
right.
Has anybody ever downloaded any characters for, like, Soul Calibur or anything?
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't see online play being that big of a deal, just because Punch-Out is really not about boxing. It's more about, it's kind of like a puzzle rhythm. And if you try to make multiplayer out of that, it's just going to be, like, Wii boxing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be that fun. I just hope the controls are a lot better. I mean, work, like, I hope they give you at least, like, the GameCube or classic controller option, just in case you don't dig the motion control. I mean, I'm not worried about the Wiimote. I'm worried about the nunchuck.
Yeah.
But it's not as precise and not as good as the motion control on the Wiimote. It's kind of just an afterthought and a way to save money. And I just hope it doesn't bring that game down. But that's pretty much it for the Nintendo conference, unless you remember something.
No, that's all I think.
All right. What have you been seeing at TGS that you've been liking?
Final Fantasy 13, even though they still don't have a playable demo.
I won't have that for like 2 years. And then another year for translation.
Halo 3 Recon.
Now, is that going to be a third person or a first person?
You know, I wasn't clear on that. Let's see. Kind of look it up. Basically, Nintendo DS stole the Tokyo Game Show, and there's a lot of discussion about how Japanese game makers are getting pushed to the wayside by the rise of Western countries.
Yeah, I still don't really think that's necessarily true. I mean, a lot of the games I've been playing are mostly developed in Japan. So I think it's kind of like they're losing like maybe like 10% of their fan base or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like it was like all Western games and no Japanese games anymore. It's just kind of like they're losing their half of the pie. have you seen the new Resident Evil 5 trailer?
No, I haven't, but I did see the Fable 2 trailer.
I haven't seen that one yet. What's in it?
It's basically just, there's very little gameplay. It's mostly just cutscenes, but it looks very good.
Well, in the Resident Evil 5 trailer, they show a lot of new story elements. Like, there's this mask character that keeps beating the shit out of Chris and that new girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wesker is shown. He looks all like he's trying to audition for the role in the Matrix or something. And he just beats the shit out of Chris, like usual. At the end of one of the trailers, they show a grave for Jill Valentine, which is really trying to piss everybody off. I mean, Jill's been there for, like, the first game.
Yeah.
The third game. I mean, if you're going to kill off somebody, kill off, like, Billy Cohen or... or, who's another shitty character? Sherry Birkin. Kill her off. Nobody will care. But killing off Jill, unless they made it, like... I like how Wesker was explained through the Umbrella Chronicles, where he's, like, super enhanced, but not a zombie. But he better fight for good, or everybody's going to be pissed.
Right.
A lot of people think she's going to be that masked character that's been shown to be beating up Chris and that new girl in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? I doubt she's dead. I mean... really, really dead. Maybe she'll be a zombie or something like that, but... not cool, Capcom. Not cool.
That would probably be even worse than killing her would be to make her a zombie. That would kind of, like, add insult to injury.
Yeah. I really don't want to see that. There really wasn't that much from TGS besides, like, old games where I knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing, like, new info and like hands-on previews about that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of?
No, other than Final Fantasy 13 and Resident Evil 5, and that's about it. There's a pretty
What the hell? Somebody joined our chat.
Huh?
Somebody joined our chat on TalkShoe. His name is Radio Fan, and he says, "Hey." Hey, radio fan, are you listening to us? I think you can do that. Say something if you can listen to us on the chat. Yeah, I know you can't see it because you're not logged in.
Right.
Now, he could join this call if he wanted to.
Do I have to have the code number?
he can get it. I mean, I can block participation right now, but... we're about to end the show, so sorry, radio fan, you can't join. Right, doesn't even know what this podcast is about. What were you saying again?
I forget. That totally threw me off.
Something about the end of TGS and what you were.
Oh yeah, it's pretty lame this year. Just like E3 back in May was kind of pretty lame. It seems like
I mean, TGS was, even though TGS is kind of not that great this year, it still blew the water out of E3. I mean, like, the only new games we ever saw was like from Nintendo, and that was sad.
Now, they haven't been saying a lot about it, but they said that they're working on the thought-controlled gameplay. What do you think about that?
The what?
Thought-controlled gameplply.
I haven't heard anything about that.
You haven't heard anything about that? Square Enix has been working on something where it measures brain waves to, you know, like, influence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw, like, a video a couple years ago about somebody being able to put something in their... like a chip in the brain. I mean, it's all temporary, very safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they were able to control, like, very simple games with their thoughts. I mean, it looked just like worse than Atari 2600 games.
Yeah.
But thought control gameplay is just a gimmick. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to happen anytime soon, and if it did, it'd probably be really bad. Use your thumbs, people. Use your thumbs. I mean, you can't be that lazy, can you?
Yeah, I really don't see.
And sometimes our thoughts wander when we're playing games.
Yeah.
That's not going to translate well at all.
That's definitely a problem I can see.
But that's, is that it?
I think so.
All right, that wraps it up for our beta episode of the One Uppers podcast relaunch. We'll probably just call this whatever episode we're last left off. But thank you, Crazy Cracker, for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Link of Legend 2.
And if this winds up to be a lot better than the times we did it before, you'll see more episodes. And if not, you probably won't see us again. So until next time, we're Ghost.